Hello, my friend. How are you? Thanks for joining us. In our last program, we started a series on healing, and we talked about the biblical references and authority that we have to pray for people who are sick and claim healing. In the book of James, James was one of the half-brothers of Jesus, and in his writing, he said, if any of you are sick, call the elders of the church and let them come over to your house, pray and anoint you with oil, and the sick will be healed. And in the early church, healing was practiced, and they claimed healing in the name of Jesus, and based on all the references we have in the New Testament, many people are healed. For example, when Peter walked by the streets, mm-hmm. when his shadow fell on sick people, they were healed. And so they used to bring sick people and lay them on the sides of the road so that as Peter walks by, that these people will be healed. And so we have just so many references to healing in the New Testament. So we are going to take you right into the New Testament and to the times of Christ when he healed people of all manners of illnesses. And with me in the studio is Pastor Kamal Singh, who has that gift of healing. And in his meetings, in his crusades, he has prayed for people, and God has marvelously healed many. Pastor Kamal, this is such a joy for me to have you again back in the studio. And let's continue with our discussion on healing. And please tell me, what are some verses that we need to look at in the New Testament that can be promises that we can stand on, that would be our base to pray for the healing of the sick?
Thank you so much again. Jesus in Mark 6 and verse 7, he called unto him the 12 and began to send them out forth two by two, and he gave them the power over all unclean spirit. If you go over to Luke chapter 9, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. In the Old Testament, he said, I am the God that healeth thee. And this is a fulfillment that Jesus had that anointing for healing. He called his disciples and he gave them the power. They went into the villages and the towns in the city, and they healed all different and all sorts of diseases. He called for 70, and he sent them two by two in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. But verse 19 says, behold, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Mm-hmm. No devils, no sickness, no disease. Jesus gave them the authority to cast out these unclean spirits out of their body. You see, these unclean spirit want to cause sickness, infirmities, disease. But God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The key there, God was with Jesus. Just as Jesus gave his disciple authority, they went into the villages and they command every sickness. I believe sickness are unclean spirit that want to come into your body to cause diabetes, cancer, devil of cancer. But in the name of Jesus, we got that power. We got that authority to command those unclean spirit to be thou removed. But it takes faith. For example, the woman with the issue of blood, she was sick for many years, spend her money on all the physician. But Jesus was coming into town, and she decided to stretch forth her hands. That hand was a hand of faith. And all she wanted was to touch the hems of the master. And she pressed forward, and she touched Jesus, and the healing virtue went out of Jesus, and she was made whole. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, when they heard Jesus is coming into town, they were lying there sick up. Mark's Gospel 6 and 53, I'll read it to you. And when they had passed over and came into the land of Gennesaret, they drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship straight away, they knew him, they knew Jesus. And they ran through the whole region round about and began to carry about their bed those that were sick, where they heard where he was. And wheresoever he entered into the villages and the city and the country and laid the sick in the street, they besought him that they might touch but the border of his garment. And as many as touch him was made whole. I believe when you are sick, sickness is not only just for a part of your body. Sickness is wholeness. And when it says wholeness in your spirit, in your soul, and your body. So all you need to do is to reach out and touch Jesus. And when you touch him, that touch has to be of faith. That you will be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, in your body.
Thank you, Pastor Singh. One thing that was so striking from what you shared was Jesus truly wants to make us whole. And he definitely wants our body to be made whole too.
Amen.
He desires that for each one of us. Now, there are physical problems as well as mental problems. And Jesus is sufficient for all of our needs, whether it's physical or mental. So it doesn't matter what our problems are, we can definitely pray for both physical as well as mental needs. Now, one thing that I think we need to make very clear is that not all illnesses are from demonic oppression, or they are coming directly because of the influence of Satan. We are subject to so many physical conditions on this earth. For example, pollution. And there are many forms of illnesses that are directly caused by the kind of environment we have. But Jesus is able to heal us from all of them. What else would you like to share from the New Testament that our friends can hold on to as promises for healing?
Well, for example, Peter and John, they were Jesus' disciples. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon Peter and John and the other disciple. And Peter and John, they went up together in the temple, and there was a lame man. And Peter and John fastened his eyes upon him. He was begging. But Peter and John fastened the eye on this man, and he said, "Look on us." And the man looked at them, and he said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So we got to take authority over sickness and disease and infirmities. As I said, silver and gold have I none. It shows that these men were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they had boldness to show that Jesus, the name of Jesus, has power. And they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he rose and he walked. That when we get healed, it's to glorify God.
Amen.
Very important.
That's right. So what you're saying is, when we see someone sick, we should take authority on the name of Jesus and pray for the sick.
Correct.
I think where sometimes believers go wrong is they just ignore and walk away. But Peter and John are giving us a great example there, where they took that situation in their hands and prayed for that person, for that sick person, and he was healed.
Praise God.
Amen. Now, when we talk about healing, let us not have any sort of misunderstanding that we are ignoring the need for salvation. I think salvation of our souls come first. I think it's more important that people are saved. That is more important. And then other things. The Lord said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So seeking his kingdom first is more important. The healing that we would have is temporal anyway. It will last only as long as we live here on this earth. But the healing that we will get for our souls will take us through eternity. Right?
You know what you said there reminds me that all that Jesus healed, they died.
That's right.
right?
That's right.
But the greatest miracle, Doc, that salvation is the greatest miracle, that when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, that's the greatest miracle, knowing he's your Lord and your Savior. So you need anybody listening to this program, you need to repent and say, Father, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart and save my soul. That's the greatest miracle, knowing your last breath on earth is your first one in heaven. And that's eternity, praise God.
We have just a few moments left, and I would like you to pray for people who are in need. Whatever their needs are, whether it's sickness or an emotional need or a spiritual need, would you please pray, Pastor?
Praise God. The Word of God says he sent forth his word and healed them. There's no distance in prayer. Whatever your needs are, you just release your faith. Faith as a mustard seed. And I come in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever that need is, be it spiritually, be it physically, be it emotionally, be it financially, he's a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. So Father, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one that is listening, Lord. I come in agreement, Father, and I'm declaring the blessing of God upon their life. The blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. So touch them, heal them, set free, and Lord, give them financial breakthrough. And Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the praise, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Friends, thank you for listening to me. In a few moments, I will give you my address. Please take a few moments to write to us and let us know that you listen to this program, and also let us know your prayer needs, and we'll definitely pray for you. If you need my email address is kvabraham@aol.com. KV as in Victor, Abraham@aol.com. And our radio website is lifechangersbroadcasting.com. Lifechangersbroadcasting.com. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments, and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address. Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KV Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.